All right. Welcome in, everybody, to The Deep Dive. We've got a really cool one today, I think. We're going to be taking a look at the spiritual journey and core beliefs of Mr. T.
Yeah, Mr. T.
And to help guide this deep dive, we're going to be primarily looking at an article from Christian Culture News. It's called Mr. T, A Journey of Faith and Inspiration. Really interesting piece. It covers, you know, his entire life from his early days to his current role as this, you know, iconic figure. And it really highlights the important role of faith throughout his life, which is what we're going to focus on today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the role of faith and how it shaped his values, choices, and ultimately how it kind of impacted, you know, other people.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, Mr. T is, you know, associated with those memorable roles, the tough guy image, those great catchphrases.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, what we're going to do is kind of go a little bit deeper than that. We're going to look at this less visible but, you know, undeniably significant part of his life, which is his spiritual side.
Yeah, absolutely. It's foundational. You can't really understand Mr. T without understanding that.
Right. And so we're going to start with his early spiritual foundation because it seems like the article suggests that this is where it all began.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is where it all started. Mm-hmm. You know, he was raised, you know, in a family with strong Christian values. Like, the article really paints a picture of his mother and his whole family as the driving force behind instilling those values, those biblical teachings, right from the start.
Yeah. And the article mentions that, you know, his mom was very devout. The Bible was really, really important in their day-to-day life.
Yeah, you know, it was woven into the fabric of their lives.
Totally. And one thing that really stood out is that Mr. T was baptized at the age of 4.
Oh, wow. Yeah, 4 years old.
Which is, you know, a pretty early start. The article describes it as, you know, this beginning of this lifelong connection to Christianity. It makes you wonder, what kind of impact does that have, you know, to be introduced to those beliefs at such a young age?
I mean, it must have been profound, right? I mean, like, imagine being surrounded by those values and teachings from such a young age. It kind of creates that sense of belonging, that sense of identity rooted in those principles, right?
Yeah.
And especially, you know, as we'll see, he grows up in a very challenging neighborhood. So that faith, that foundation laid by his family, it must have served as a real anchor, you know? Not just this moral compass, but also that source of hope. And yeah. Resilience. And you know, you can kind of see how that early grounding might have really shaped his worldview and helped him face difficulties later in life.
Absolutely. And that makes you think, you know, for our listeners, think back to, like, you know, the development of your own core beliefs.
Yeah.
And the role that your early upbringing, you know, played in all that.
It's really interesting to think about. Yeah.
So one thing that really stood out to me in the article was Mr. T's rebaptism at the age of 25. So it's not just this, you know, initial childhood baptism. This is something that he chose to do as an adult.
Yeah, and that's fascinating, right? Like, it speaks to a really deliberate, transformative kind of moment in his journey. So what would have prompted such a significant step, you know, for him to go through that again?
Yeah, and the article suggests it was this period of deep personal reflection, this quest for a more profound, more direct relationship with God.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't about, you know, rejecting the faith he grew up with.
Yeah.
It was more about, like, you know, reassessing it, like really taking ownership of it, deepening that commitment.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going from, you know, something that was, you know, part of his upbringing to a very conscious choice.
Right. And the article talks about, you know, how he was really engaged in this exploration of theology. You know, he was studying scripture. He was really connecting with his faith community, you know.
Deeply personal and emotional, I bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And all of that led him to make this decision to, you know, affirm that faith through this rebaptism.
It's a powerful statement.
Yeah.
You know, and it really emphasizes the idea that faith is not static. You know, it's not just something you're born with. It can evolve and deepen through, you know, these really intentional acts and personal experiences. And I think that resonates, you know, with anyone who's gone through their own kind of shifts or deepenings of their own belief systems.
Totally. And so, you know, after establishing these foundational moments, the article moves on to talk about his daily spiritual practices.
Yeah.
And they place a lot of emphasis on his morning prayer routine and make it sound like it's pretty integral to his day-to-day life and his spiritual, you know, well-being.
Yeah, this isn't just, you know, something he does on Sundays or occasionally. This is foundational to his spirituality. It's like setting that time aside at the beginning of each day, connecting with that faith, getting centered before, you know, the world kind of pulls him in all different directions.
Right. And it's not just like, you know, going through the motions. The article outlines a few key elements. He starts with gratitude. you know, acknowledging all the blessings in his life. Then he moves on to, you know, seeking strength and guidance for the day ahead.
Right.
And then there's this period of contemplation where he reflects on his values and aspirations. And I just think that's so interesting. Those three things together really create this powerful, you know, morning routine.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see how each element kind of feeds into the next, right? Like gratitude kind of fosters that positive and appreciative mindset.
Yeah.
And then seeking guidance, it's acknowledging that you need help. You know, you need strength to face those challenges. It's humility.
Yeah.
And then contemplation, that's where he's kind of, you know, bringing it back to his own internal compass, you know, aligning actions with beliefs. And I think that's something that a lot of people can benefit from, you know, taking that time to cultivate that inner peace, that clarity right from the start of the day. I mean, it's something that our listeners could try, you know, if they're looking for ways to be more mindful or spiritual in their daily lives.
I like that. And the article then moves on to talk about Mr. T's unique understanding of strength.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting because it goes beyond that typical idea of physical strength, which, of course, he has plenty of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For him, real strength, enduring strength, it all comes back to spirituality. It's internal. It's nurtured by those beliefs, by that connection to something bigger than himself.
And that's such a powerful contrast to the way we usually think about strength, right? Like, you know, how much you can lift or, you know, your physical presence. But he sees it as something much deeper.
Exactly. He sees it as an inner resilience, an inner peace, the ability to, you know, go through life's ups and downs with this, you know, grace and fortitude that comes from that spiritual core.
And the article points out that he's constantly encouraging others to kind of tap into that strength. He believes it's not just for him. You know, it's for everyone.
Right.
And so how do we actually access that, you know, according to him? What's the pathway to developing that kind of spiritual strength?
Well, you know, he suggests that anyone can tap into it, right? It's through introspection, prayer, and living in accordance with their faith. And it's not just for personal gain either, you know? He believes that a really important part of true strength is using it to help others, to lift them up. You know, there's a real sense of community and responsibility in that, right? It makes you rethink what it really means to be strong.
That's a great point. It kind of flips the script on this whole idea of strength. Mm. And then the article moves on to talk about how Mr. T kind of embodies this idea of a motivation and inspiration through his faith. It's not just this passive belief system, you know. Mm. It's something that actively fuels him, fuels his actions, and fuels his desire to help others.
Exactly. And his motivation, whether we're talking about spiritual goals or, you know, his career or anything else, it all seems to come back to his faith. He really believes that his life has a purpose, a God-given purpose, you know?
And the article makes it clear that he doesn't shy away from sharing his own experiences. You know, he's very open about his struggles, about how his faith has helped him overcome challenges. And he does that, you know, to inspire others.
Right.
To show them that, you know, living in accordance with these Christian principles can really lead to positive outcomes. And I love that he often quotes scripture to make these points.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, how powerful do you think this kind of faith-based motivation can be, not just for him, but for anyone, really?
Well, I mean, if we look at his life, it's kind of a testament to that, right?
Yeah.
This kind of motivation, it can really give you a strong sense of purpose, a sense of, you know, why you're here. And that can be so powerful, especially when you're facing tough times, you know?
Yeah.
It gives you that hope, that resilience to keep going, and not just for yourself, but for others as well. And I think that's something that a lot of our listeners can connect with.
For sure. I mean, it's about taking that faith and actually putting it into practice.
Yeah.
Using it to make a positive impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the article then kind of shifts gears and starts talking about Mr. T's role as a public figure. Mm-hmm. And one thing that stood out is that they kind of present him as more than just an entertainer, you know?
Right. Yeah. He's not just, you know, that character on the screen.
Yeah.
They really emphasize his charisma, his strength. And I'm talking about both physical and inner strength here.
Right.
And really importantly, his compassion.
Yeah.
He's gone through a lot, you know, shaped by that early faith, those challenges he had to overcome. And it really makes him a relatable and compelling figure, right?
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just his, you know, personality and his image. The article really gets into his philanthropic work. I mean, he's done a lot, you know, supporting children, working with at-risk youth, promoting education, and all of that seems so connected to his faith, his desire to help others.
Yeah, I think it's impossible to separate those two. I mean, his own experiences growing up in a tough neighborhood, you know, facing all those obstacles, it's all become a part of his message, a way to motivate others, especially young people. And he always brings it back to faith, perseverance, overcoming adversity.
And I think that's what makes it so effective.
Absolutely.
Right? Because it's genuine. It's rooted in his own life, his own struggles.
Yeah.
And it really shows that faith isn't just this private thing, you know. It can inspire you to make a real difference in the world.
Yeah, to go beyond yourself.
Right. But of course, it's not always been easy.
No, right.
The article doesn't shy away from the challenges he's faced, the things that have tested his faith.
No, that's important to acknowledge. I mean, nobody's journey is perfect.
Right.
And he's had his share of difficulties. You know, the article mentions financial instability early on, and then later, you know, some serious health issues.
Yeah, those are the kinds of things that really make you question things, you know, put your faith to the test.
Absolutely.
And the article says that, you know, during these times, he really relied on prayer. You know, that was his source of comfort, his source of guidance when things were uncertain.
Right. And even beyond those personal struggles, you know, he also faced criticism for being so open about his faith, especially in the entertainment industry, which can be, you know, a tough environment for that.
Yeah.
But instead of backing down, he used those moments to double down, to reaffirm his commitment. And that speaks volumes, right? It shows that, you know, strong faith can help you navigate both those internal battles and the external pressures.
Totally. It kind of goes back to that idea of resilience. You know, faith doesn't necessarily shield you from hardship, but it gives you that inner strength to get through it.
Yeah, to weather the storm.
And so the article, you know, after talking about those challenges, it moves on to his legacy. Mm. And it's clear that his impact extends way beyond, you know, those iconic roles he played.
It's much bigger than that. Yeah. I mean, he's become a symbol of faith, perseverance, integrity, you know, those values that he embodies, that he encourages in others, it's created a lasting legacy of positive influence.
And I think it's really interesting that the article points out his inclusive approach to spirituality. You know, it's not about, you know, strict adherence to every single rule or dogma. It's more about this, you know, fundamental belief in yourself, in something greater.
It's about those core values, those universal principles.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's not surprising that his message resonates with a lot of different people. And his commitment to helping young people is a huge part of that legacy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's a huge advocate for education, discipline, respect, you know, those things that he sees as essential for a good life. And by, you know, investing in those future generations, he's making a real difference. You know, it's a ripple effect that goes way beyond his own lifetime.
Right. It's about more than just, you know, his own achievements. It's about leaving the world a better place. And so finally, the article kind of wraps up by summarizing the essence of his belief system.
Right. So what's at the core of Mr. T's faith? What are the key takeaways?
Exactly.
Well, the article emphasizes, you know, that it's deeply rooted in Christian principles. You know, that's where he finds his grounding. And it's been absolutely transformative for him. I mean, you can't deny the impact it's had on his life.
Right. And it's not just about, you know, believing in something, it's about living it out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He's all about putting those beliefs into action.
Yeah.
Living a life of purpose, service, kindness, you know.
And they point out his positive attitude, which is the thing he's known for.
Right. His infectious optimism.
Even when he's faced really tough times. And he attributes that to his faith. And so I think it really shows how faith can be this powerful force for good, not just for the individual, but for the community as a whole.
Absolutely. Yeah. He's an inspiration. His life is a testament to that power, both in his personal growth and in the impact he's had on others.
And so as we come to the end of this deep dive, I think the message is clear. Faith has played a really central role in Mr. T's life. It's shaped who he is, the choices he's made, and the way he interacts with the world.
And that leaves our listeners with something to consider, you know. How does faith, or maybe a strong belief system of your own, shape your journey? How does it help you face those challenges, find that resilience, find that purpose?
That's a really great question. And I think, you know, in a world that often focuses so much on those external markers of success, you know, money, fame, all that stuff, it's really important to remember the power of inner strength, that strength that comes from something deeper, something more meaningful. And, you know, I think Mr. T's story is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, it challenges us to redefine what success really means, to look beyond the surface and see the power of a life lived with conviction, with purpose, and with a deep connection to something greater than yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a really great takeaway. And so with that, I want to thank everyone for joining us for this really interesting deep dive into the spiritual journey of Mr. T.
Thanks for exploring this fascinating side of him with us.
And we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.